Today from the Ohio Newsroom, bystander prevented overdoses.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Naloxone is a life-saving medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. And thanks to recent public health efforts across the country, its use is increasing among bystanders. But researchers at Ohio State University say we still have a ways to go. Ashish Panchal studied the use of naloxone among people with no medical training. Hi, Ashish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being here. So naloxone has been a part of EMT's toolkits for years. But how has access to naloxone for lay people increased in the last decade or so?
One of the things we've realized over this time is that our crisis, opioid crisis, has worsened. It has not gotten any better. And one of the things we realize is it's the time. Just like CPR, the sooner we start, the sooner we can actually start saving a life. So when we moved forward with our public awareness campaigns, one of the biggest things was get the Narcan in the hands of the people who could actually use it. That's the bystanders, the people who are there who can now become lay rescuers and give the medication earlier.
How do you get it into the hands of people?
So this started over 10 years ago when we started awareness campaigns, but the real shift really started in 2023, where it became over-the-counter. People could go and purchase it. There are locations where you can get it for free. We can distribute it throughout the community. And there are strong programs in the United States where there's distribution of Narcan to people who are high risk of having an opioid overdose or around people who are high risk.
So in your research, what did you find? How often are bystanders responding to overdoses?
We've seen a 43% increase in the use of layperson administered naloxone. Now, that's exciting. That's great. We're seeing that people are using it. We can't connect it exactly to saving lives. We know it can do the job, but here is the clincher. When we look at all of the 911 responses, which involve opioid overdose, only 3.4% actually had it. So that means that though we have this great increase since things went over the counter, we still have a ton of work to do.
And in Ohio, there have been a lot of efforts to distribute naloxone. I mean, there are naloxone vending machines. Naloxone is in school classrooms. It's on college campuses. What other steps can we take to increase its use among bystanders?
So much of this is the fear of using medications, right? The fear of actually doing something, harming someone. And those fears are innate in human beings. We want to help, but we don't want to cause harm. And that can actually prevent us from actually acting. As we start increasing the education that we give to the communities on whole, we will expect to see an increase in the use of the medication.
Yeah, I think that education component is really huge. I mean, for those of us who might be, you know, hesitant to approach a stranger, maybe we're not even sure exactly what an overdose looks like. Is there training on how to learn how to best respond in those situations?
Not only do we have actually formalized classes where you can learn first aid, identify these types of things, even 1-minute videos exist out there, which give you a better idea of what you're exactly getting into. I mean, this is something that we see often is when we see people with respiratory distress, that's when you really need to start thinking that these medications could be helpful. In the end, they're not going to hurt anyone. If anything, they will help them breathe. We are part of this community. We are the people who are going to change lives. We need to get engaged, get active, and be the people on the front lines ourselves.
That's Ashish Panchal. He specializes in emergency medicine at Ohio State University. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.